بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The subject is for the occasion also. Sabr. Sabr. It's very important to have this condition of sabr in us. We are faced with different conditions all the time. And you don't know how important sabr is. That's why the Quran to Allah Ta'ala speaks about sabr. The person who really keeps sabr, without reckoning, go to Jannah. Because it's the most difficult act to do. To have sabr all the time, every occasion. That's why the Sahaba Ikram, when they were going out in jihad, say, Allah Ta'ala, to Ya Allah, keep us put steadfast. No way we must turn away from it. Our condition must be so strong that whatever we are doing, we are steadfast. Not temporarily, but permanent steadfast. Permanently to be nature. In nature, we will be steadfast. We only take sabr in certain occasions. Sabr is supposed to be every occasion. Now see, the lights went away now. No water. That occasion, how will you respond, how you carry on? See, in case of the no lights, it's very hot. No air con. As soon as the namaz started, the aircon went off. Now what happens to you? So much of sabr that you continue in namaz in a normal way. Because these things are very ikhtiyari, because it's beyond your control. Anything beyond your control. And if you know how to control yourself at that time, that is the most important. If you go out of control, then you lose everything. You begin to talk wrong things. You can begin to behave wrongly. So Sahaba Ikram said, Ya Allah, keep us so steadfast that in jihad, that we must not do anything against your law. The steadfastness will be at all times. So when they went out in jihad in this way, and they had no other shared besides Rabbi Karim to Allah. And even though when he gave it for teaching, what can teaching for people? And so they were so steadfast at that time they were not going to run away from him. Leave them run away, they will not go anything against the law of Allah. In jihad, they are so confirmed that at that occasion too, they know they won't forget Allah. That Allah in their heart all the time would prevent them to go against the word of Allah. They will not do anything that is called zulm. Today, all kind of zulm is taking place because why? We have forgotten Allah. They have remembered Allah at the time occasion of jihad also. Not the time that will do zulm on them. They had opportunities where they could have killed them too. All the opportunities. But they did not do that because it was not against the law. They were so strong. When that person went out to Ali radiallahu anhu, when that person spat on his face, he had all the opportunity of killing him. All the opportunities because he spat on his face. You ask yourself, Hazrat, he gave us this incident, what for? We are faced with this kind of situation all the time. A person will tell you, take off with you left, right and center. At that time, how do you respond? If you respond in a manner that person is now, you will lose yourself. where the steadfast is. Where the steadfast is. We have temporary steadfast, not temporary. They have permanent. In every occasion they are so strong, they have the condition in them that no matter what a person tells them or says to them, they will not go against Allah of Allah. Al-Adhi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, just imagine that the person spat on his face. Instead of killing him, left him. Because the time when the person asked him, why did you leave me at that occasion? You were fighting with me, you were killing me. You had all the opportunity to kill me. How about what is it to say? Why was it that you left? They were so strong that immediately they were saying, I was fighting to save Allah. But the moment you spat on me, why did he spit on me? For what did he spit on me? He now is no more Allah now. Now it's for me now. My nafs. That's why they say your biggest enemy is your nafs. There's no other enemy inside the nafs. Straight to him, he made sure that he left him alone. The end result was he accepted Islam. The reason for Mahazrat to give us this kind of incidents is because we are faced with this kind of situation at home or outside everywhere. How are you combating it? You know something, they did not have one enemy because of that. And we got enemies because of this. They do not know what's the meaning of enemy. Every one, each of them, were of this kind when they walk in the streets, one look high upon them, the others and then they low. An ambassador was sent from another country to see why the Muslims have been so victorious. Why are they so victorious? What reason they're victorious? He went there and saw. He saw the owner of the leader of that time, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's sleeping on the floor. They were not different with the leader and the subject. All were so equal. And he saw another thing, that is why each one to take next person better than him. Listen to this statement of mine, because this is one of the most important statements, which is so important in everyone's life. Take yourself lower than the next person. If you can only have that in reality, then you make sure that you never harm anyone. And you make sure that you take the lowest of the person higher than you. Until unless you don't have that quality in you, you won't know how to make sabr. Sabr is so important, you won't know how to make sabr. And the only way it can come into us is the one thing, the one. Humility. Humbleness. There was no one more humble than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So humble. The quality of humility was the highest of his. He made sure this much. The time he went for was Miraj also. They were so humble in front of Allah. When he came down to him, his humility was so high. So if you have humility in your humbleness, then you see, and reality humbleness, not just to be humble. It's very easy to be a humble person. That person who says humble is not a humble person. When that person told Hajim Abdullah rahmatullah alayhi, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, I'm nothing. Allah Jindal is praising himself. Just to tell you humility, you become so humble that in reality you become like that person, that if anyone says any kind of words, any kind of words, the worst words too, you will overlook all of you smile. Somebody is this that is most, call it, you know, the pill that is most bitter.
The pill that is most bitter and at that time you swallow it, like you swallow the sweet. That is what you call sabr. Sabr in reality. That person who makes sabr will never say, I make sabr. Will never say, I sabr. Because he knows that it is with him and Allah Ta'ala. He won't even talk about it. So Mahasaj to say, that sabr is that much. How good. And he said, how to get that sabr in you? He's giving us the remedy also. In the hadith in Zuban, Zakir, there is Shakir, Jism Sabir. Zuban, Zakir, there is Shakir, Jism. Look at that in the how the hadith has shown us how you can achieve the called Awsat al-Hamida, Awsat al-Hamida. The quality of being in yourself, the quality of Allah. Because there is no one more patient than Allah subhanahu. We know so much that the kuffar, what is happening, what they are doing to everyone. We can't do anything. Allah Ta'ala can do everything. But it's not. Just to say the awsaf, the quality of akhraat, hamida you call it. To bring yourself Zuban Zakir Dil Shari or Jism Shari. How that come into you, how it's, the link is? The link is this matter, the link is Zuban Zikr Allah Allah. That time of the, your heart must say, Allah, I thank you that you may allow me to remember you. And then when zikr starts, jism sabir, your body don't want to make zikr. Your nafs is telling you not to make zikr. You're not telling you are tired, but you're not tired. All kinds of thoughts are coming in your heart. Let me leave it. Jism sabir, what will you do? Continue. That is what you call jism sabir. Continue reading, we believe Quran Sharif too. You don't want to read Quran, you have all the time to read Quran Sharif. That's all the death, Zuban Zakir. A person is Quran, Zuban Zakir. Jism Zakir, Allah, I thank you, Allah, we read the Quran Sharif. Now see, close the Quran, it's too much. No. Nothing left is too much. Jism Zakir, because you are free, you got nothing else to do. You take the cell phone and waste your time. But you say, no, I'm going to read my Quran in the Quran. That's called zikr. Continuously making, just as making zikr of, making sabr or making zikr. Likewise, you make zikr all the time, making sabr, you make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, and you make sabr also. I'm not going to stop it. I'm going to continue. The bed is calling me. I did not sleep the whole night. The night is long. I woke up late. I read my Peter Salah. I just don't know, I want to sleep. But I'm not supposed to sleep because I have enough sleep. Shaitan tell you, not tell you, no, leave it and sleep away. At that time, Jism Sabir. That was it, tum mujhe yaad karo, main tujhe yaad karo. Par kuruni, akurku, was kuruni, vala tar kuruni. Tum mujhe yaad karo, main tujhe yaad karo. Remember one thing, if you want Allah to remember you, remember Allah. Mahasa saying this, Zuban Zakir, there is Shakir. Always make shukr to Allah, Ya Allah, you allow me to read namaz. Oh Allah, you allow me to zikr. While you're making zikr, you're making shukr to Allah, Ya Allah, thank you so much. Remember one thing, He allowed you to. You read Quran also, read the Quran, say, make zikr to Allah, Allah, thank you, Allah, know the Quran. By making shukr to Allah Ta'ala, he is trying to show us, la in shakr to la azidan naku, I make sure that you make shukr, I make you make me, you remember me more and more. Try it and see. When you make any zikr, and when you tell every zikr you make, you say, shukr. Zuban Zakir. And this will stop him. I am not going to leave this zikr. I'm going to continue making zikr. I've got no other work to do. I just, the shaitan is telling me, let me sleep now. or let me speak to someone else. No, you're not going to do that. Continuously when you do that thing, with the Quran the same thing, what happens? Then you find that love is intact with you and who? Allah. And when He holds you, then you don't know, no one can leave you after that, because you don't want anyone else. But we do not want Him, He said, just for you turn away from me, I won't turn away from you. Allah has said that. So the sabr is so important, that the three things in sabr, sabr and itaat. At the time of fulfilling the command of God to make sabr, you read namaz, you want to rush to read the namaz without any valid reason. You're not traveling, not sick, no but no. Your insight says you read namaz quickly. And we have all the time. Sabr and itaat, you make namaz nicely, taking sunnah of everything. You have enough time after the first namaz to read the sunnah, to that sunnah, you have enough time to read the nafil also. Don't read nafil, what is nafil? There's no punishment for that. There's no punishment for that. Why must I leave it? Why must I leave it? Muhabbat can stay here. You know, muhabbat is like, you know, it's like a magnet. Once you got that thing there in you, then you don't take nafil to be nafil. It is nafil, but you take it as farz. You make sure you want to do it no matter what happens. I'm talking to him. He's talking to me, I'm talking to him too. You are lucky that I'm in to read that nafil namaz too. So if you make yourself that sense, then if that everything you don't want to keep past, you have the means of keeping past, you must keep the past. So in fulfilling his commands, whatever difficulties you go through, whatever pain you go through, whatever inconvenience you go through, you may suffer. That's called sabr and itaat. You know you want to don't want to talk to that Muslim brother because he does some harm to you. He ridicules you, look down upon you. He does not make salam to me too. What are you supposed to do? Sabr and itaat. I'll make salam to him. He did not make salam to me. He does not talk to me too. But I must not talk to him. That's called sabr and itaat. Allah's command, sabr and itaat need to fulfill Allah's command. You don't want to talk to your wife for days and 1 month, you don't talk to your wife. But you think to yourself, Ya Allah, you give me this partner. I do not want to hurt her. She hurts me, no problem, I won't hurt her. And then you may somebody talk to her. Today, if a husband and wife don't talk for months, Namaz, reading namaz, making zikr, everything, but not talking to the wife for months. Separate room, everything separate. Why? The love that you must have, the love of Allah Ta'ala. When you have love for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, you will begin to fulfill every command of Allah. Allah's command is love and muhabbat. Now you don't want to do it because she did something wrong, she told you something against your tabiat, against your nature. You went against her because of that. Now sabr and itaat means that this much, that means speak to her. You need to talk to her. That's why my husband always said, that person looks at the wife of muhabbat, and the wife looks at the husband of muhabbat, Allah Ta'ala will rahmat it. And always he says in this one statement, khub rahmat luto garne. Khub rahmat luto garne. You don't have to go outside the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Your blessing Allah Ta'ala give you in the house. Lekin banda ban jao. Khuda mat ban. Banda ban jao. Banda ban jao. Become a slave. Become a slave that they can tell you anything. When a slave stays with the king, what are you going to eat? Whatever you give me. Where are you going to sleep? Wherever you give me place to sleep. What work you give me? Whatever work. So if you leave, you can become like a true slave. Then you prepare yourself every condition. Sabaran ta'at. Sabaran ma'afiyat. To make sabar attempt of committing a sin. This is very important, to make sabar attempt of committing a sin. You want to commit a sin, the cell phone is a very big sin. You open the cell phone, you want to see all the wrong, the filth and everything. You have no one is looking at you. That's why they say, to remain pure at the time of solitude is most difficult. To remain at the time of solitude. You can remain very pure in front of people if you don't know what your intention is. A true intention, the person is completely alone in solitude and he keeps himself so pure. That's most difficult. So at that occasion, sabr an al ma'siyat, you have the opportunity of committing all kinds of sins and looking at whatever it may be, the filth and the rest of it, you will not. Jaan chali jayegi, main guna nahi karunga. Whatever can happen, my life can go, I won't give up and commit a sin. When will that condition can come with us? Zuban zakir, dil shakir, jism sakir. Every time you have this zuban zakir, I make a zikr of Allah. Why don't we appreciate the time that Allah gives us to remember Him? Zuban zakir, dil shakir, jism sakir. When that becomes strong in you, then when anything can come in front of you, you will make sure you won't commit the sin. That cell phone will be there. You throw it away, but you will look at it. That is just a yaad. So, sabr an, your eyes will see a most beautiful woman. And you know you can see her, but imagine you only helping yourself, making yourself happy. You are only making yourself happy, polluting your inside. But if you have the zuban zakir bin shakir and jisr shakir, your eyes will never go that way. You won't look at that woman. A condition will come into you that you turn away quickly. You don't want to look at it. Anki hifadat ho jaye. You won't go to places of that kind. If a wedding, nowadays wedding takes place, you know the law of Allah that everything should be separate. You want to keep that happy in Qubat al-Rakala? So your zuban becomes that kind that I'm not going to call it of Rakala and make sure. No matter if my brother, matter my whoever it is, I will not go. They can get annoyed, Allah will not get annoyed. How this thing? But that does not mean you break Talitai. Does not mean you break Talitai. Go one day before that. Give a nice present to. Keep her happy to. But don't go the wrong places. No one says you break Talitai. But no one says you go and mix yourself there. How you feel? You may go out for them, you know what else can do if they're doing wrong. Sabr an al-ma'siyat is the most dangerous thing and most difficult thing to do. A very close friend of yours, he's so close to you that he's so close to you, more close than anyone else. And he invites you in a place where you know he's wrong. And you find most difficult, no, he did so much for me, you know, he did so much for me. How can I refuse him? Malakul Murkam, that's what will happen. No occasion you must go up there. Listen, zuban zakir. The zikr of Allah must bring that condition in the love of Allah that overtakes everything else. The zikr of Allah becomes so strong in you that by continuously making zikr of Allah and making sabr that is shukr with Allah Ta'ala and making sabr continuously the time must come, you become so strong, but you have to make dua to Allah Ta'ala and make you stronger. If you don't have those things, you can make all the zikr you can make. You can all the zikr you can make. If you don't have that quality in you, that prevents you from doing it, it's a zikr future. So many people you see today, you know, they did the durood al-nabi kareem, thousands of durood al-sharif, koi daari thi nahi. Darling, you may, what kind of love that is? What kind of love is that a person who has Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam thousand times Durushan is reading? Dari bhi nahi. They go to Madinah to Munawwar to meet the weak condition in that condition. Kya wo khushi aap se mile? Is he happy? This condition can only come into us if we bring this condition. I'm saying the condition of sabr. At every occasion you may sabr. Sambar al Masr. Sabar al Musibat. Musibat. You are faced with different conditions beyond your control. You can't do anything about it. Sabar al. You work so hard to open a shop. You open a shop, the shop did not open, did not do well at all. You failed. Is beyond your control. Kya aapne sabr kiya hai? I won't forget Haji Ghazullah Rahmatullah Ali regarding one of his murids. He said, agar sabr kar le to kaun jaate? Sabr is something that you must know that Allah Ta'ala will make you force you go through difficulties. You go through all kind of misfortunes which we're not asking for. Allah must keep away from you. These are called beyond your control, things are coming to you. But when you face those conditions, you may suffer. You don't know what the outcome of it. And then when you open the shop, you must make suffer. Halal goes in. Continue to make suffer. When the doors open, they will open. Suffer. Suffer on him. Master, submit to God, may receive that. Don't ever complain to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, why doing this? Sometimes Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala put in different tests in this world, I do not want to punish him there. Everything that happened Allah Ta'ala is a blessing for us. One Nabi was told, get married to a certain woman, whatever taqeed she gives you, that is our punishment in this world. So you must see the same thing too, that you got a wife of that kind who's straightening you up. No one can straighten how she can straighten. So what do? You make sabr. Sabr. Sabr is the thing. That third word sabr isn't easy. I know I made too much sabr, Mona. No, I can't land it. I can't handle it anymore. Very easy to say that. Baba, what sabr is it? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a person goes through any kind of difficulties or pain or whatever, at that time, and he cannot bear, he must think of the pain that I went through. The Rasulullah said. He gave us a nice remedy, you know. If a person going through any difficulties of pain, whatever it could be, the moment he's going through that thing, then he said, he therefore can't bear that pain. Then he must think of that in my Rasulullah said, make that pain. Worse than this pain. This is nothing. So much of pain he underwent. He's given us a remedy. When you think like that, then automatically whatever you're going through will become easy for you to do. He's shown us the remedy. So this sabr is not something small, my dear friend. It's a very great thing. Inna Allah ma'as-sabr. That one thing, inna Allah ma'as-sabrin, that person may sabr. Had Umar radiallahu anhu Siddiq radiallahu anhu. One day with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it so happened that that one person was saying, swearing in what the things were telling so. Abu Siddiq did not speak one word. Did not speak one word. Why have you been taught all these things? So that it's a joke or something. Because we face you got in college. Now you go outside and want to swear you. And swear you come to know whether you're a true person who has understood us. He never spoke one word. Then after some time, he spoke. Nabi Karim saw some went away. Walked away from there. Almost Siddiq al-Nabi asked, why he walked? See, as long as you were quiet, the police was on your behind talking for you. But the moment he spoke, I walked with the shaitan. Siddhanti. So how important it is that no matter what condition you are in, you will suffer. Suffer in these three things. Especially musibat is something when you're going through difficulties of all kinds which is beyond your control. Then you must know if you make suffer, Allah give you more than that. He decides you want to give, he'll give you. You don't give him that because he whatever he decides, but make suffer. I don't know why I'm going through this pain. I get people sometimes phoning me one, I don't know what wrong did I do? I did nothing wrong, but the wrong thing you're complaining. The wrong thing you're complaining, you don't complain. You say, Allah, remove this thing, I'm too weak. So if the suffering is so great, in every occasion, you're driving the car too. And suddenly the light go on, they think that there's a problem, khalas. Are you going to get into a kind of a, call you, some kind of, out of control? Your mind is out of the control, isn't it? In suffer, the most important thing, chachurapan means, you know, you don't, you want one condition. Calm, steadfast. No matter what that person tells you, no matter your wife tells you, your wife, no matter, I'm hardly thinking wife name, because they are the one that wrongs you too much. When she tells you, she can tell you anything, but not your face must be turned. Until and unless your face don't turn colors, no matter, that thing happen. Like I know one lady told me, my husband, when I tell him something, he doesn't say anything, but the face shows he's hurt. I don't say it's wrong, but I tell the husband it's wrong. You must be of this kind that she can tell you the worst thing to. Sabar means, you just swallow the bitter pill for some sweets. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala that you sabar that Allah must be to us all the time. And make us so strong that in every occasion, in every occasion, Allah must give us strength and accept. Wa kulta wa alhamdulillah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه اللهم إنا ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور السلبية في الدنيا وأعداد الفضل ربنا لا تدعنا نعتمدنا فخرا ولا هما إلا فرجا ولا دينا إلا قضيت ولا مريضا إلا شفيت ولا حاجة إلا قضيت يا رحمة اللهم حاسبنا حساب المسلمين اللهم نسألك من طاعتك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنار اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارض عنا وادخلنا الجنة ونجنا من النار وارحمنا والإخوان الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك صلى الله تعالى على رحمة الله.